You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the world on the Civic Media app. This is the Dom Salvia Show. And now, here's your host, Dom Salvia.
And welcome to the Dom Salvia Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. You can play a big part. Join us on the lines, 855-752-4842. It's a phone line. It's a text line. Join us. It's going to be a fun day today. Just PS, yeah. Working hard on the board and the sound. A lot of sound today.
A lot of sound. There's a couple things going on. Yeah, I don't know if you noticed.
Just a few things. And we got to start out because you know all the important things that are going on. Mm-hmm. And one of the reasons I think people tune into this fine program, especially at this time at 4 o'clock, it's our Break into Spring Text to Win statewide contest.
Oh, yeah.
So we have a couple of things that we're giving away during this contest. One is a Chula Vista getaway. We did that yesterday. Another is a $100 in cash. We'll perhaps do that another time. But today, oh, everyone's going to love this one. Mm-hmm. Today, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets.
Ooh.
Yeah, man. The boys of summer are coming back. I've had the honor of using these tickets.
Oh, yeah.
They're good seats. Oh, yeah. It's a good time. Our Break into Spring Text to Win contest. This hour's keyword is sleep. Sleep.
What I want.
As in, I'll sleep when I'm dead.
I'm going to put that on bumpers.
Text in the word sleep. So go download the Civic Media app. You got to use the app. You got to download the Civic Media app. Find your favorite radio station. And use the text button at the bottom of the screen to send the keyword sleep for your chance to win the statewide contest and today a chance to win the Milwaukee Brewers Club level tickets. Sleep. All my cat does is sleep. And when I want to sleep, I still wake up, which really bothers me sometimes. I feel like I'm tired. I could sleep some more, but my head won't let me.
Won't let you sleep.
I know. So, download the Civic Media app, folks. If you didn't get it, that's what this is all about. Download that app, text in the word sleep, and you get a chance to win some Brewers tickets. So it is all good. Lots going on. A Senate Intelligence Committee hearing today.
Oh, boy.
Kind of an oxymoron there based on some of the testimony I heard. I'm not sure how intelligent some of these, testimony was today, but we will get to that plenty to get to. In that regard. Also, let's start locally. 1 week from today, is that possible?
1 week from today.
One week from today.
Mm-hmm.
Wisconsin Supreme Court election. Judge Susan Crawford going up against Judge BS. Man, it's full of BS. And some updates on the numbers, right? Everyone wants to know what the numbers are. Daniel Bice reporting over at the Journal Sentinel. Elon Musk, remember that guy, right? 19 million.
Holy
we're up to 19.
Crud.
This guy really wants the dealership.
$19 million. For reference, a decade ago, an entire Supreme Court race cost about $15 million.
It's a different world these days.
Yeah.
You know, I was wormholing the other day.
Okay.
And I've been doing some listen, you know, rock music and old concerts from back in the day. And I got to tell you, one of my all-time favorites, and it's just over the years, it's always been there. He's always been there for me.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Walsh, man. Joe Walsh, James Gang, of course, played with the Eagles, his own stuff. I mean, I love me some Joe Walsh. And so I was wormholing some Joe Walsh, and it came across the Us concert. I think it was like 1983. And it was the cat from Apple spent like $20 million to throw out a big concert in California for like 300,000 people. That's what the rich people did with their money back
then.
Sure,
that's what you could do with $20 million.
Right. This guy, Elon Musk, trying to influence a Wisconsin Supreme Court election.
He's trying to buy it.
Oh, that's a nice way to put it. Versus, you know, hey, let's have a party where Joe Walsh comes and plays at the US Festival. It was a three-day festival, and I got to see Joe Walsh. It was pretty fantastic. I mean, the 80s were a funny time. It was long before your time, young lady. But the, as Bice writes, the bonanza of billionaires in the race for the state Supreme Court. Deep-pocketed donors are writing 6- and 7-figure checks for liberal Dane County Judge Susan Crawford. Vote for her and conservative Waukesha County Judge BS. The winner will determine the court's ideological direction. Leading the way, as mentioned, Elon Musk so far dropping 19.3. You know, I got to add that $300,000 on her. $19.3 million, according to state campaign records. That includes $3 million he's given to the state Republican Party, including a $2 million gift late last week. Oh, hello, Republicans.
Here's a little gift. Just a little gift of $2
million. No, it wasn't that long ago where you couldn't do that.
Right.
You know what I mean? We used to regulate that. No, you can't. That's a little, you know, like it goes against what our democracy is when you can fork over that kind of money. Well, ultimately, you're bending to the will of our billionaire overlords, and they'll just cash the checks. We should do something about that.
We should.
Under state election law, big dollar donations have to go to the parties, which can be transferred the cash, who can then transfer the cash to a state candidate. So there's really no point in having whatever regulation you think you have when they can just get around it. It is literally open season.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in addition to his party donations, Musk's Super PAC, America PAC, yeah, these guys, has spent $11.5 million on digital advertising, mailers, texts, field operations, and voter turnout. The Musk-funded political nonprofit Building America's Future also paid out nearly $4.8 million in TV ads attacking Crawford. Now, candidates and outside groups are updating their fundraising totals frequently as the election nears, so many totals are likely to increase in the coming days. As Bice mentions, and we didn't get to this, but we do have some Ron Johnson today. Ron Johnson, the senator from Wisconsin, said Musk will deserve credit if Schimmel comes out on top.
If who?
BS comes out on top. See, I got you. I got you.
Uh-huh.
Here's what Rojo said. If we do win it again, we have to thank Elon for all the support he's given the race. Aw, thanks, Elon. Nothing to do with the better candidates or better ideas. Didn't hear that part at all. Our true conservative values are driving people to the... No, none of that.
No, they just
cast all that aside now that this guy's...
See, I'm really glad that they're a little clear-eyed on this now. They know who and what is really driving this.
Thank you, Elon.
Mm-hmm.
We got a 3% regarding one of Elon's places too. We're gonna get to that. There's just so much entertainment today, folks. I know it's very serious and it seems kind of crazy. But if we don't laugh, we're gonna cry. And it's like, wow, people. Anyway, Bice goes down from the Milwaukee Journal saw the money in the Wisconsin Supreme Court election race. At the same time, Dems have tried to make the contest a referendum on Musk. Yeah, whose popularity has plunged since he began slicing the size of the federal government as head of DOGE. Is he really doing that? He's been slicing the size of the federal... Is that what's happening?
Is that what's happening? Is that what we're calling it? I mean, hack and slash and...
You know, has anybody really been fired? I know some people took the buyout, but like, you know, courts are ruling against them.
Yeah, from what I'm hearing, it's a lot of actually, you know... You're fired. No, wait, you're rehired on back pay and you're on paid administrative leave.
Right. So you're being paid to not work. Wow. It's not really efficient.
Oh, it's not?
No, that's not efficient. A recent Marquette Law School poll found Musk is viewed favorably by 41% of registered voters in Wisconsin and unfavorably by 53%. Our pal, Ben Wickler, chair of the state Democratic Party, said in a Tuesday statement that Musk has made Schimmel, quote, his latest pawn in his effort to amass unchecked power. The entire quote here, Brad Schimmel made a bet, a bad bet with Elon Musk across the state. The voters Brad Schimmel needs are learning how he's crawled around on his knee pads begging for cash from the world's richest man. That is unbecoming a state Supreme Court justice.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's worse than choking a bitch. I'm just telling you, that's not okay. It's a bad look. Yeah, thank you, Ben. Thank you. I should actually read the whole quote for it. Others giving big bucks to the state GOP to help out Schimmel include Beloit businesswoman, the widow, Diane Hendricks, $3.1 million, Uline co-founders, Elizabeth, $2.2 million, and Richard at $1.6. Elizabeth, outspending the old man. And former TD Ameritrade CEO Joe Ricketts, now he owns the Cubs. Yeah, if you don't like the Cubs, now you really got a reason not to like the Cubs. He forked over $500,000. Richard Uline, whose packaging business is based in Pleasant Prairie, has also given a little more than $4 million to Fair Courts America, making him the only supporter of the Super PAC. Come on. Come on, Dick. $4 million to the Dick Fair Courts America? I mean, you're the only contributor, man. What are you even bothering for? Like, hey, we know it's you, Dick. You're giving $4 million. Who else give money? Apparently, according to this, he's the only supporter of the Super PAC.
Nope.
Really, well, I mean, really, you know, driving, you know, getting people to believe in you and spreading the message. No, that's just
spreading
the money.
Right.
Overall, Schimmel has raised nearly $14.3 million since getting into the race in December. Of that, he's received about $8.8 from the state GOP. And now, well, of course, George Soros, J.B. Pritzker are giving some money. Crawford has taken in almost twice as much as her opponent. Oh, I wonder how those Republicans feel about money in politics now. Crawford's taken almost twice as much, raising a record. I mean, this is terrible, but great, but terrible.
Mm-hmm.
$26.6 million, the most ever in a judicial race in the U.S.
And that's in direct contributions to her campaign, not from the party, right?
Correct. But conservative outside groups have raised more than liberal ones in the race. So, yeah, so you got the campaign, you got the outside groups.
Right.
Among her biggest donors, Soros at $2 million. Oh, Soros.
Ooh.
Susan. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker, $1.5 million. Milwaukee Progressive Lynn Uline at $740,000. Tulsa billionaires and philanthropist Lynn Scheisterman at $500,000. And Stacey also at $500,000. Records show that of Crawford's total take, $10.4 million has come from the state Democratic Party. In announcing her fundraising haul, Crawford contrasted her support with Musk's role in the race. I'm grateful for the historic outpouring of grassroots support across Wisconsin from folks who don't want Elon Musk controlling our Supreme Court. So there you go. Money in the Wisconsin. Come on, $26.6 million. And how much do we spend? Like, what was your comparison?
That a decade ago,
yeah.
The average Supreme Court race was like $15 million, which is still a lot of money.
Right? But,
that's a drop in the bucket.
Well, it's Bidenflation. it's all Biden's fault. I'm pretty sure we're right. Trying to blame Obama somewhere somehow. Folks, you're listening to the Dom Salvia Show. Come back with us. We have a recording also from the Journal Sentinel. One of the America Musk people out promoting BS. But maybe not. I mean, hell, it's a job. They're paying people, right? Would you take the job? I mean, I can't blame them. Also, U.S. Senator Ron Johnson. He knows Susan Crawford's name, but he had a senior moment when he was trying to figure out BS's name. Come back with us, 855-752-4842.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
There's no time to rest, I ain't even started yet.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Got Jess P.S. working hard on the board. We see you texters playing along. We do appreciate it. We're running a little contest here at Civic Media. It's our break into spring text to win statewide contest. And as you know, today's word, reinforced by the lovely song, DJ Jess P.S., sleep. I'll sleep when I'm dead. Text the word sleep. Now. It's very simple. You have to text the word sleep using the Civic Media app. So download the Civic Media app, find your favorite radio station, use the text button at the bottom of the screen, and send the keyword sleep for your chance to win today's contest. And today's contest, some Brewers club-level tickets.
Mm-hmm.
It is getting to be springtime. Brewers will be starting playing
soon.
Season
is opening up. I know.
That's going to be fun. I do love. I've been trying to dive into you know, sports, you know, get away from all this lately. And baseball, I mean, they're quicker games than they used to be. But,
yeah, but it's still a good 2.5 hours.
It is. And I mean, you can doze off a little bit and come back, and there's still a lot of game left.
Right. You know? I love baseball. I'm not big on football or basketball or any of the other ones, but baseball, I like baseball.
I'm becoming more of a fan of the baseball. So if you want to go see the Brewers, you got to download the app and text the word sleep. Now, I saw some folks on here texting your name in. That doesn't do it. You got to text the word sleep.
You also S-L-E-E-P. Can't send it in a sentence. Just send the word.
Send the word. Just the word. Yeah, don't use like a don't. I'll sleep when I'm dead. We get
that. We get that.
I'm using that as an example. Right. So you know the word is sleep. State of Wisconsin, very, very active here. Election next week, folks. Make sure you get out and vote if you haven't early voted already. And make sure you get out and vote for Susan Crawford if you want someone who's not going to be on the leash of Elon Musk.
Right, if you don't want any BS, vote for Crawford.
Yeah. You should be in charge of messaging. Jess is in charge of me, just for the record. I know my name's on the show. It's really not. It's just not. Also, Daniel Bice, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. This is interesting. Elon Musk's door knockers are given a decent wage, a script to follow, and an app on which to record their interactions with the public as they urge Wisconsinites to back BS for the state Supreme Court. But that doesn't mean they have a clue about the April 1st election. Take this conversation, for instance, a two-minute discussion between a confused Musk canvasser and a supporter of Schimmel's liberal opponent, Susan Crawford. The canvasser was wearing a Make America Great Again lanyard and holding literature telling people to reject liberal Susan Crawford and support BS on April 1 to protect Trump's agenda. God. We wouldn't even go there.
Right.
But, according to Bice, when the Crawford supporter came to the door of the suburban Milwaukee home, she found herself asking the questions, not answering them. In an audio recording, it quickly becomes clear the canvasser had no idea whom she was supporting. She even seemed surprised that abortion was an issue in the race. Abortion is always an issue in the race. The Journal Sentinel is not publishing the names of the people in the audio due to retaliation concerns. Whoa! Damn! I mean, what kind of world are we living in, really? Retaliation concerns, but that's the world we're living in. And I'm pretty sure it's not because of those liberals that are going to go after. You know what I'm saying?
Man.
Come on. It's not the woke liberals that are going to be like physically threatening someone. Just not going to be. Nine times out of ten.
humans are a flawed species.
Yes, we are.
Take some time to acknowledge that. And still, 9 times out of 10.
So we have some audio, right?
We do.
Oh, Jess, thank you for doing all the hard work. Let's listen.
Let's listen to this encounter.
And this is what the going to be $100 million ish. Some of the money spent on, you know, going door to door.
Yeah.
So let's play the first cut, if you would, please.
I just need to take a survey because I'm doing work right now. So yeah.
I can do the survey too.
Okay. Period. Are you guys supporting Brad Schimmel?
No. Are you supporting Brad Schimmel?
Girl, no. I work for Brad Schimmel. I don't work for him, but, like, I work under him.
Yeah. No. You're, like, being paid by Elon Musk right now.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Why so
you don't say
sorry?
You don't support Brad Schimmel?
Okay, so I'm going to say this. I don't know much about anything, like... Girl, this is just a job for me. I'm just out here getting a check. I'm not gonna lie.
Who pays you guys?
So basically, American Pact, that's who I work under, is a company that's sponsored by Elon Musk and Donald Trump. So that's who basically pays them. So yeah, I'm just like
how much do you get paid?
Girl, I get paid like $25 an hour.
$25 an hour? Cool. Mm-hmm. And is it just doors?
Yeah, it's just doors. So basically I do door to door and I just, you know, knock on doors and just, you know, do my work.
Yeah. Cool. We're all voting for Susan Crawford.
Okay.
So if you want to put that in the survey, you can. But we're doing that because abortion's on the ballot.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So if we elect Brad Schimmel, nobody will have the right to choose anymore.
For real?
Yeah. So you don't have to do this. I promise. Can I have a piece of literature, though?
I need my bill paid.
Thank you. You're good. Thank you.
You don't have to do this. I need my bills paid, girl. Oh, you could. Wow. So much, really a lot to unpack there. Number one, I do love the interaction. It is, and I totally appreciate, man, $25 an hour is a decent wage, you know? I mean, go door to door, whatever. You know, put the lanyard on, $25 an hour. That's $50,000 a year if you were to do that full time for 52 weeks. I mean, that's real money, and they get it. People got to pay the bills. And, you know, we talk a little bit. I don't want to go off on a tangent here. We don't have time for that. But we talk with our pal Harvey Kay about, you know, economic freedom. And you really, you know, and I saw this is a continuing theme. And really, are you free? You know, if you got to... If you're totally all the time, always worried about putting, you know, food in your mouth, a roof over your head, those things. If you do not have that economic independence, you're really not free.
No.
You're really not. And not to say that there's not a space for people to, you know, work their way up the ladder, all those kinds of things. But number one, if people are showing up and doing the job, they should get a living wage. And $25, I mean, two must credit, I guess, you're paying them a decent wage.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the other side of it, hey, we're all voting for Susan Crawford, because if BS gets in there, we'll never have a rights again. For real? Yeah.
Yeah.
For real. For real. So never begrudge anybody cash on the check. You got to work, got to pay the bills. Totally get that. So congratulate, and please continue to do that. You got to do what you got to do. But when you go in there and you go vote for Susan Crawford. If you give a damn about a woman's right to choose, if you give a damn about fair maps, if you give a damn about freedom in this country, if you give a damn about pushing back against authoritarianism, vote for Susan Crawford. Come back with us, 855-752-4842. Welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Ozzy Osbourne teaming up with Eric Clapton. I mean, it is some good stuff. And Eric, of course, Clapton a little crazy on the tail end here, but still can play guitar.
A little bit.
All right, folks, before we move on to the next topic, don't forget, it's our break into spring. It's text to win statewide contest. Download the Civic Media app. Find your favorite radio station. Use the text button at the bottom of the screen to send the keyword, the keyword sleep. Text the keyword sleep for your chance to win the statewide contest today. Some Brewer tickets at the club level. They are good seats. Hope you get them. This competition will go on at least today until the 5 o'clock hour. So text, download the app, text the word sleep. You have your instructions. Let's move on from the state politics. There's a couple issues here from that are still going on from the Trump deportation, this Alien Enemies Act, or what should we be calling it? What do you refer to?
The 1798 Wartime
Act. The 1798 Wartime Act. Are we? Oh, no, I forgot about Rojo. No, we got, okay. Pause on that.
Hold.
Rewind. Ron Johnson.
We're not getting distracted today, Tom.
No. I was moving on. He's so forgettable, Rojo. God, this guy used to come around.
Forgettable, forgetful.
He was on the Charlie Kirk because, of course, he was. Course. I mean, I'll give Johnson one bit of credit. The guy goes on everywhere. He goes everywhere. He got so much free media.
You don't come around here too much.
I don't ask.
And these days.
You know. But he goes out and takes advantage. And one of the reasons why he, you know, was able to defeat Mandela Barnes last time, he got like lots and lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of free media. But I digress. Going on the Charlie Kirk show, and they're talking about, of course, the Wisconsin Supreme Court race. And Rojo, man, confesses maybe a little senior moment. I don't think he knows what's happening. Let's hear the senior senator from the state of Wisconsin.
Sure. This is his closing message to all of us about the importance of what's going on in Wisconsin.
We need to get out to vote because this is a race between a judge. You know, Dan. I've got a senior moment here.
Schimmel.
Brad Schimmel. Yes. And his opponent, Susan Crawford.
he remembers Susan Crawford's name. I mean, BS. Come on, man. Your U.S. senator forgets your name. You got Elon Musk supporters out there going, wait, what? Abortion's on?
For real?
Just, hey, great campaign work, BS. Well done.
Keep it up.
Oh, man, Rojo. Never fails to entertain. Because here one more time.
This is so funny. All right.
One more.
We need to get out to vote because
why?
A race between a judge.
My red stapler.
Senior moment here. Kimmel. Brad Schimmel. Yes. And his opponent, Susan Crawford.
Susan Crawford's nice and crisp.
I mean, rolls right off the tongue. Like, and his opponent, Susan Crawford. Who's the guy we're paying to? What's it? Huh? Oh, Brad Schimmel. Oh, thank you, Charlie Kirk. I mean, Charlie Kirk's got to come to your rescue in your own. But what's going on in your own home state? Maybe you should reevaluate your priorities, sir. Love it. Okay. Was that it? No, that's all the Wisconsin stuff.
Yeah, we can move on now.
Okay. Thank you for reminding me. That was pretty entertaining.
I know.
It's very important because, Okay, so back to the national, of course, the Alien Enemies Act, as we refer to the 1798 Wartime Act. Now, this is not something that's been used for a long time. We're obviously not at war, so what's going on here? ABC News reporting, appeals court hearing arguments over the use of this act. And the judge, Millett, M-I-L-L-E-T-T, had some comments about this. Let's just get it. I mean, she speaks for herself.
Sure.
People weren't given notice. They weren't told where they were going. And they were given, those people on those planes on that Saturday had no opportunity to file habeas or any type of action to challenge the removal under the AEA. And like you've agreed that two of those airplanes, people were removed under the AEA. What's factually wrong about what I said?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very interesting. Now, there is nothing factually wrong about what you said, Judge. Let's play the next cut, please.
There were plane loads of people. There were no procedures in place to notify people. Nazis got better treatment under the Alien Enemy Act than has happened here, where the proclamation required the promulgation of regulations, and they had hearing boards before people were removed.
The Nazis got hearings, dude. And everyone's on the right. Oh, my God, I can't believe comparing a Nazi automatically. Look. No, I mean, it's talking to factual history here. I mean, yeah, if that was, they got a hearing. They got a hearing before they were removed. They had an opportunity to plead their case. And I would go on as well, as mentioned here at Salon.com. The judge, Millett, she later added, under the Trump administration's current deportation protocol, quote, you could throw me on the plane, unquote. You could throw me on the plane. Yes, of course, this has been the argument, the position, the whole time. It's not about whether or not. It's about due process, and people have rights. This is not, you're going to throw the judge on the plane? You know, you're going to throw your former fixer on the plane? You're going to throw Jack Smith on the plane? You're just going to start disappearing people because you're the president? You think you can declare that, hey, we're going to use this act, a wartime act, and now, because I say we're at war, although we're not, Congress declares war, not the president. We are not at war. You should not be using this as justification for what you are doing. Now, I also did see, I believe 8 women were on that plane, and they were returned. Oh, wait, what?
Right. Because this detention facility doesn't accept women.
Come on. What? I mean, the cruelty is and unconstitutional behavior is only eclipsed by their stupidity. And those are never great combinations. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Now, also in this regard, the administration, ABC News reporting the Trump administration is refusing to provide the federal judge with any additional information about last week's deportation flights under the 1798
Wartime Act. There you go.
Arguing its disclosure of the information could, quote, pose reasonable danger to national security and foreign affairs. Oh, no.
We care about that?
So they're really concerned about danger to national security and foreign affairs? This is the same administration that we'll get to again in the next hour during the Senate intelligence hearing that added a journalist to their super top secret war battle plans. But we're not going to tell the judge when the planes took off.
No, because that's telling you when the planes took off, the planes that have now gone multiple other places, that's a national security risk.
Yes. Of course, this is public information as well. Now, in a court filing Monday evening and in a series of sworn affidavits by three top cabinet officials, the administration invoked the, quote, state secrets privilege to attempt to stop U.S. District Judge James Boasberg from learning more information about the flights as the judge tries to determine if the government willfully violated a court order last week. Short answer, yes. Boasberg last week issued a temporary restraining order and ordered the planes be turned around on two deportation flights on the way to El Salvador after the Trump administration invoked the act to deport more than 200 alleged Venezuelan gang members without due process. Due process, schmoo process.
The government, so old-fashioned.
I know. It's like a democracy and individual rights or something like that.
Stinky.
The government failed to turn the flights around, and officials subsequently acknowledged that many of the detainees did not have criminal records in the United States. Like, well, that's how you know they're criminals. They're that good. They don't have a record.
They don't have a record. That just shows how dangerous they are.
I'm not even kidding. I know what I'm saying. What did they say? The Deputy Assistant Attorney General Drew Ensign wrote in Monday's filing, quote, "This is a case about the president's plenary authority derived from Article 2 in the mandate of the electorate mandate and reinforced by a longstanding statute to remove from the homeland designated terrorists participating in state-sponsored invasion of and predatory incursion into the United States. Uh-huh. The court has all the facts it needs to address the compliance issues before." Well, number one, I totally disagree with your position, but I get it. You're speaking to an audience of one. You should be worried about the judge. But it's not necessarily about the he doesn't have the facts for the compliance issues because, of course, he doesn't have the times.
Right.
And if he said something, you're not supposed to do something. He did something after he said that or wrote that. Mm-hmm. That would seem to indicate maybe you're not in compliance.
Maybe. And the fact that the judge is, again, requesting this information tends to imply that the court does not, in fact, have all of the facts that it needs.
To determine if the administration complied with this order last week, he requested information about the number of alleged gang members on each flight, when the flights took off and left U.S. airspace, where the flights landed, and when the men and women, apparently, were transferred out of U.S. custody. The Trump administration has so far refused to provide any of the requested information because, of course, then they would be found to be court. They're not
in contempt.
Thank you. They're to be found in contempt of court.
There we go.
If they actually gave that information. Now, in a sworn affidavit, Secretary of Homeland Security Kristi Noem, I wonder if she wore her cute little outfits, argued that disclosing the timing of the flights or the number of alleged gang members on board each flight, this is their position.
Right.
Giving that information would cause significant harm to the national security of the United States by exposing critical means and methods of law enforcement operations and potentially harming diplomatic relationships. Why? Because you swore to your buddy in El Salvador, you had a couple of planefuls of people that he can take, plus what, a few million bucks for the effort? That would be bad.
We really can't have our allies thinking poorly of us because of the things that we say about them in confidence.
Yeah, like those damn Europeans. How much can we shake Egypt down for?
Huh. Mm.
Let's see a little bit more here. I got Rubio. Oh, we'll skip Rubio. Okay, here we go. With the Trump administration invoking state secrets privilege, Judge Boasberg will have to determine whether the government has provided sufficient information to justify keeping the information under wraps. Justice Department lawyers also declined to provide any information to the judge in camera in private setting without public disclosure of the materials by arguing that he is not entitled to information about diplomatic secrets. Quote, further intrusions on the executive branch would present dangerous and wholly unwarranted separation of powers harms with respect to diplomatic and national security concerns that the court lacks competence to address.
Those damn intrusions of checks and balances.
So to the point of the other judge, Millett, you could throw me on that plane.
Yeah.
Or me, or you, Jess.
Or me.
Or any of our fine audience members. If you believe this, I'd really like to hear. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. CJ, you will be next. Welcome, CJ. What do you got for us?
Hey, Dom. Thanks for taking my call. I had a little conversation with Jess. You started out your segment talking about the senior moment by Ron Johnson. We should be concerned about that. But what I find ironic is you and your party told us for 3.5-4 years that the big guy, he was okay.
Now, CJ, you're putting words in my mouth. Let me correct you, and I appreciate you reminding me. Now, give me an opportunity to clarify for you. I said I would vote for Joe Biden if he was Weekend at Bernie's over your guy, man, and I still stand by that. The guy could be a corpse. They could be holding him up with strings and boards, and I'd still vote for him because he'd still be better than the ass that you got in there, man. Don't give me that. You guys tell me this. You know what, CJ? You got to keep listening, brother. Because I know you're concerned about national security. I know all you fine Republicans out there were very concerned about our national security and what is Hillary Clinton's emails? And you cats are you're getting on Signal, man. And then not only that, you're adding a journalist to it? Come on, man. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Come back with us.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Our last segment for you to participate in our break into spring Texas Win statewide contest this hour's keyword is sleep. Download the Civic Media app, find your favorite station, and use the text button at the bottom of the screen to send the keyword sleep for your chance to win this contest today. Some brewer tickets on the line. Good luck to you all. You have till what? 5 o'clock?
So until 5. Don't sleep on this chance.
See, that's what you did there. 855-752-4842. Here you go. Man, the texters. So yeah, the people are texting in the sleep, but I see those. And some folks have, you know, comments about CJ. Right, like CJ knows what irony is. I mean, come on, man. Hell, even Mitch McConnell freezes up in the middle of speeches. That's been going on before Biden. Yes, PJ, we know that. Tom, I love how Dom kicks CJ's ass each day. Oh, thank you, Tom. Appreciate that. Well, it's easy when you got the button. And CJ, no, you're not coming back. Because, you know, number one, I put you in your place because you're wrong. Don't tell me what I told you about Biden. I reminded you what I told you about Joe Biden. I was joking about Ron Johnson having a senior moment. He said he had a senior moment. It wasn't me. And I thought it was kind of amusing. But what was most amusing is not whether or not Ron Johnson actually has some sort of mental impairment happening. What's really funny to me is Ron Johnson could remember the judge he's voting for. That guy BS. Yes, and Ron Johnson certainly knew who his opponent is, the one that you should all be voting for, Susan Crawford. That's what I find amusing. Not that Ron Johnson couldn't get a word. Hell, I couldn't get the word contempt out in the last segment. These things happen. People have brain farts. They get that. But when you're talking about, you know, the guy that you're voting for, the guy that you need to, you're telling people you got to come out and vote for BS because all this is on the line and you don't know the cat's name. Well, I just think that's amusing. So 855-752-4842. Mark from the SAC, you are next. Welcome, sir. What do you got for us?
Yeah, thanks, guys. And we can't get away from the fact of these guys getting deported with no due process.
Right. So
under this Trump interpretation of the law, Joe Biden could have ordered Donald Trump, his entire family, and anybody who grosses about in this country, you know, detained and sent to Gitmo and say they were a threat to our national
security. I mean, yeah, that's man, of course.
Any due process at all.
Yes.
I mean, good God Almighty, that's what it's all about. I mean, and then none of Trump's lackeys actually said, we should not be doing this, sir, because it is a violation of the Constitution that I took an oath to uphold when they took their position, you know, under the president. I mean, all these guys are sworn to uphold the Constitution of the United States. Pam Bondi, Kristi Noem, they took those oaths when they swore to uphold when they were in state
Come
office.
Come on, man. Oath, smoth. I mean, it doesn't matter to them. It matters zilch, zero. They put their hand on a Bible. They can put it on a phone book. Remember what phone books are?
Yes.
It doesn't matter because they're going to do what they want to do anyway. There is no honor. There is no... I don't believe this is love of Constitution by any means, man. Donald Trump said the Constitution should be destroyed in part. He doesn't want that. They don't want to have a due process. They want to be able, Mark, to pluck you up, send you on a plane, and send you over some jail in El Salvador. I know. Callers, be patient. I'll get to you. ABC, we mentioned the women. Two plane loads of these alleged gang members were deported to El Salvador, included 8 female detainees who were later returned to the U.S., Venezuelan woman described in a sworn declaration how she was transferred from a detention center in El Paso, Texas last week before being sent to El Salvador Saturday along with 7 other women. I asked where we were going and we were told we were going to Venezuela. The Venezuelan said in the filing. Several other people on the plane were told in immigration proceedings and awaiting court hearings in immigration court. The women said all the detainees, including the women, were arm and leg shackled the entire time, including when they landed in another country for several hours while the plane refueled. According to the women, officials asked the detained men to sign a document they didn't want to. The government officials were pushing them to sign the documents and threatening them. I heard them discussing the documents, and they were about the men admitting they were members of TDA, the Venezuelan gang whose criminal activity prompted Trump to invoke this act to deport the members with little due process. Oh, now, what does that sound like? Does that sound, not only are you not allowing for due process, you're threatening them to sign letters admitting to something that they may not want to admit to under duress while they're shackled on a plane? Does that sound like anything that you think should happen in this country? Are you kidding me? 855-752-4842. Linda from Waukesha, you're next. Welcome. What do you got?
Hey, sounds like you were just talking about a bunch of mobsters.
For real?
I just wanted to tell you, you got to quit picking on CJ. You know, he's so polite when he first calls in.
Yeah.
And then he gets off on these rants and these falsehoods and stuff like that. You got to feel sorry for him.
Hey, Linda, thank you so much. He does. He starts out great.
Right.
It always starts out great. It's like my morning. I start out great. I usually work out. I have like a green protein shake with protein and fresh fruit, you know, and some additives to keep me going. And then, you know, by nighttime, I'm slugging tequila. It's just, it starts out great, and then it usually winds up somewhere else. But then by morning, you know, we'll do it all over again.
Try again.
Every day is a new day. So, CJ, tomorrow, you got your new day. Folks, this is the Dom Salvia Show. There are only 2 minutes left in your opportunity to win some statewide tickets, some Brewer tickets on the statewide contest.
There we go.
There we go. It's senior moment. I'm an old man. I'm confused. So download the Civic Media app, find your favorite radio station, and text the word sleep. I will sleep when I'm dead. But don't fall asleep. Keep it locked. We're going to come back and get into the Senate Intelligence Hearing. Folks, this was some good stuff. You want to hear it. There is some good people in government and some bad people. We'll let you determine which is which. Stick around.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.